Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, first, I just would like to answer a certain query earlier, if whether or not the PNP still maintains the so-called order of battle. For your information, my friends, the PNP does not maintain the so-called order of battle. Yes, we do during martial law time. This time around, we do not have that thing called order of battle, usually used against suspected drug personalities before. What we have now is drug watch list, when it comes to the drug campaign. When it comes to other person, what we have is list of wanted person. Halo-halo na lahat doon. But of course, this list, these people included in the list have pending warrant of arrest. So, that's it. So, wala na pong order of battle. The previous speaker, Sir Joshua, incidentally speak about that's about labor union, Palea, etc. And Attorney Manuel, incidentally, is a council of Palea also. Incidentally also, I have some dealings with Palea, because before I joined the Human Rights Affairs Office of the PNP, I was with the Aviation Security Group in charge of security in the Manila International Airport and all other airports in the Manila area, or NCR. And I occupy the position of Chief of Staff, Operation Officer, and the latest of which is the Chief of NCR, the Police Center for Aviation Security. So during those times, our friends from the Palea staged mass action or rally, in most cases, I was the ground commander. And so I was commenting then, especially when they conducted a mass action sometime last April 1, wherein for 6 hours, there was a complete stop of traffic coming and going to the airport. So I was telling them and commenting, these people are unreasonable. They only know the right, but they do not know the right of commuters, passengers. What happened to a certain passenger wanting to go to America? He could not be accommodated now. What happened to a certain sick person, injured person, going to the hospital? He could not reach the hospital anymore because the Palea people block the road. The Palea people conducted a program in the middle of the street. These people are unreasonable. Even this stewardesses, I was telling myself. The PAL wanted to terminate their services because they are already very old, 40 years old, 45, 50 years old, but they do not want to be terminated. They wanted to remain stewardess up to 60 years old. They do not want even to be transferred. So that was it. On August 25, I reported to my new assignment, the Human Rights Affairs Office of the PNP. For 2 days, I was briefed by my boss, General Ginto. I was apprised of the function, mission, vision of the Human Rights Affairs Office of PNP and made some private readings. On August 28, I was invited by the Aviation Security Group because there was allegedly a dialogue between Palea, PAL management, and ASG. So I was requested to talk. The first thing that I said was, what is the usual problem between the PNP and the rallies? Then a colonel friend of mine and some retired general, General Guerson, and some others. Number one, they go on a strike, or they go on a rally or mass action without a permit. During the last mass action, did you confront them? Yes. Do they have a permit? No, they do not have any permit. What did they show you? They showed us an application submitted to the office of the mayor. And That is the permit. No, that is not the permit only application. That is the permit itself. Ang mahirap sa ating mga police kapo para tayong security guard. Yung security guard, no ID, no entry. Yung police naman, no permit, no rally. Kalimutan na yan. Pag may application, that is the permit itself for them to conduct mass action. Paano nangyari yun? Yes, because the mayor did not act on the application. And under the law, PD or Republic Act 880, if the mayor fails to approve or disapprove or fails to act on the application, in 2 days, after 2 days, it is deemed approved. Yung pinapakita ng application, yun ang permit nila. From now on, pag may application, payagan nyo. And then if they ask to conduct a program, then allow them to have a program. Then some people, some colonels and generals were staring at me, really. And so, after that program, do we have the authority or power to disperse them? Well, give them time. How many minutes? Well, about 1 hour. Oh, that's too much. Or 15 minutes. So after 15 minutes, do we have the authority to disperse them, to break them? No. Why? You extend the deadline. Ah, that's too much. You change after only how many days? There was a sudden turnaround, 360 degrees. Well, because that is the right thing to do, I told them. My colleagues in the PNP and some retired generals and my friends from the MIA. And please, next time around, I would be monitoring any mass action here at MIA. And I remind you, always exercise maximum tolerance. Very, very maximum. Whatever they do, then allow them. And kindly temper your word. I do not like to hear something like, bobombahin namin ngayon, takanyunin namin ngayon ng tubig, babasagin namin ang inyong hanay. Ayokong marinig yan. Eh, anong dapat namin sasabihin? Paliguan namin kayo. Nagbago na nga. Nagbago na nga ito, walang iyang ito. Sabi, is that a transformation? Whatever it is. Whether it was a 360 degrees turnaround or transformation, name it, then so be it. But I consider it is the proper and correct way that the PNP could still achieve its mission, could enforce the law without fear or favor, protect and serve the people, respecting human rights, dignity and honor of the people along the way. And so, here I am. I committed myself already. I only have less than 2 years left in the service, but I committed myself to the services of the Human Rights Affairs Office of the PNP. I will be retiring thereafter with a goal, with a dream, that while there, I would endeavor to contribute something up to the present level so that the police would be workers, would be learned, would learn to respect human rights, so that the police would understand that it is possible to manage a crowd without using profane language. It is possible to let them and allow them to do their program. What about if they will block traffic then? That is a small price to pay. Because these people had gone to court, went to the Department of Labor, went to some politician, but still they were unable to have justice. Then perhaps the last resort is that they will bring their case to the bar of public opinion. So it is a small price to pay, to pay, even if it costs heavy traffic. Yun po. So transformation man, ikukumit ko po ang sarili ko abang mag-retire. Tinitiyak ko sa inyo na pinakamababa, PO1 hanggang sa general, matututo po sila ng human rights. At yung mga magpa-violate, those who will violate human rights, these violators, I will assure you, if there are some evidences, we will file charges and dismiss them. Of course, our heart bleeds if we dismiss a policeman. They also have family. But if that is the only remedy in order for them to realize that there must have to be respect on the rights of fellow human being, then so be it. And I believe that maybe the greater way in order for us to achieve and gain the respect of the people, because right now, I must have to admit, the people at large does not really respect us, PNP, that's mine. The people at large does not really have the trust and confidence, and it is my dream, before I bow out the police service, that the PNP would occupy that right level, a level wherein it is worthy of being appreciated by the people, a level that it's being worthy of being commended by the people, a level that have the hearts and mind of the people, a level that have the trust and confidence of the people, because the police would be working even 24 hours a day. The police would even over its own very own life in order only to achieve the mission. Yun po ang ating pangarap. Ngayon, red-baiting. Makakalimutan natin yung topic. Well, when it comes to red-baiting. Sa amin po, I already earlier stated some of my thinking about red-baiting. Whether red-baiting is a thing of the past or is still happening right now, what I can say is that the PNP, the law enforcers, that does not really put too much weight on red-baiting. Whether you are tagged as red communist or whatever, then so be it. If you are, after all, this so-called friends from the left that are being tagged sometimes as communists, they also tag the security people as imperialists. Communists, imperialists, socialists, capitalists, opportunista, sigurista. As far as the PNP is concerned, we are concerned only on the overt act of a certain person. That is what criminal law says. We are not up there on the label, whether he is communist, imperialist, socialist, opportunist, or whatever. The law looks at them equally. It depends on the overt act committed. If a certain act violated this revised penal code, then that is the case that will be filed against them. For instance, Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C. Mr. A is a communist. Mr. B is an NPA. Mr. C is a partner. All of them, for instance, were apprehended because they possess an illegally possessed firearm. The three would be charged of illegal possession of firearm. One count of illegal possession for A, one count of illegal possession for B, one count of illegal possession for C. Not because that B is a communist that he would be charged a greater offense. No. As a matter of fact, as I earlier pointed out, in my practice, this is my 31st year in the service, 32nd. And incidentally, I am also a lawyer. When we arrest somebody who, according to some information, is an NPA, I do not care to ask anymore if he is an NPA or not. I refer to the overt act he committed. And that is the case that I would be filing. And as a matter of fact, we even avoid, in fact, in the past, we avoided filing rebellion or even during the advent of this insurgency law, sir. Hindi po namin sinasampa dahil mas mababa po ang political crime, mas mababa sentensya. So anong silbi nung red baiting sa police? Wala po. Mas makakapababa pa yan. Kaya maski may red baiting noon at saka ngayon, wala hong masyadong timbang sa police. On the contrary, uulitin ko, mas sasampahan pa namin yan ng common crime kaysa rebellion or insurrection or sedition. So, I guess that is too much. Nagkataon nung alam kasi ni Madam Eta na magsasenta sana ako ng 1 hour. Kaya, mauna na ako eka. Kala niya hindi pa nagsalita si Colonel Tutaan. Si Colonel Tutaan magsalita. Dalawang oras. Thank you po.